What did Jesus mean when he told Nicodemus that he must be born again? Do you know of a more vulgar word to use in the Christian in the Christian language today? I've got supposedly an answer here. We're going to see if this works. Here's the picture I'll show you. Imagine that this idea of born again. I mean, who? The idiots that run around in the world today with, you know, John 3:16, you know, tagged to their stomachs, and they're killing people in the name of Jesus and being born again. I mean, it makes people say the last thing I want to do is associate with born again people. I know it's a very bad term, but it is one that, that God used before it was so taken and abused. But I like to say this to someone I'm meeting with. I say, let me just get to know kind of where you are. As you come in here and we start having these lunches, I'm going to give you three options to describe where you are. And you might do the same thing as you sit there. You could say that I am not a Christian. So for you over here behind me, this box is not a Christian. Box number one. Box number two, I'll just put Christian. I am a Christian. Box number three says, I'll put a B.A, I am a born again Christian. Now, where would you stand? And a lot of people I meet with say, well, I'm not a Christian. I say, well, that's why we're here together. I understand that. That's good. You know that. But some people I meet with say, well, I'm a Christian. But, you know, any evidence of that in our discussion so far has not. But he's probably saying, you know, I align with Christianity more than Buddhism or some other, you know, Islam or whatever. But I am a Christian. And then I'm a born-again Christian. They could say either one. But very few say this. I don't hear that from the guys. They say, I am either Christian or not a Christian. So I say, okay, you're not a Christian or you are. Now, let me give you three more options here, and let's make this situation the options of a man with his wife, and maybe it's the person I'm talking to. Say, imagine that you wanted to have a baby, and your wife was hoping she's pregnant and saw some things that made her think, maybe I am, so she gets a pregnancy test to discover whether she is, and you're anxious to find out, is she pregnant or is she not? So she comes home, and you say, well, tell me, what'd you find out from your pregnancy test? And I'll say to John, who I'm meeting with, John, what if your wife, she said, well, I am not pregnant. That you'd understand that. What if she came home and she could say, I'm pregnant? You would understand that. What if she came home and she said, well, actually, I am semi-pregnant. I'm just kind of pregnant, but not really. You go, well, sweetie, I don't think you understand pregnancy. You either are pregnant or you're not pregnant. Oh. And I said, the same, you need to understand this. These two are really synonyms according to the way Jesus used it. You're a Christian because you're born again. You're born again, which makes you a Christian. So those are really the same. And we need to understand that we shouldn't confuse that. Now, what I'm going to do before this 5 weeks is over, particularly in week number five, I'm going to do everything I know how to do to make it as simple and clear as possible as to what it means to be born again. Don't let the vulgarity of that term throw you. You don't have to use it to describe you, even if you become a Christian. But we do want to understand that there's something to this idea of a rebirth, and we'll get into that at another time.